This is Dr. Mejia, the chief of the patient William Hobson, H-O-P-S-O-N, medical records 149205, birth A16-1938, referring physician Dr. Scott Marcel, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure, snare cardiopolypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, hemoclip placement, tattoo placement, post-op diagnosis, indications, screening for colon cancer, positive Cologuard, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, nine colon polyps removed, peripheral deformation cecum, complications non immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 10 minutes, preparation was good, peripheral opera procedure, aspirin, colonoscopy template, peripheral findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1 period, in the rectal sigmoid colon, there's a flat polyp about 8 millimeters removed, snare cardiopolypectomy, peripheral. In the sigmoid colon, there's a CSA polyp about 10 millimeters removed, snare cardiopolypectomy, peripheral. In the descending colon, there's a flat polyp about 5 millimeters removed, snare cardiopolypectomy, peripheral. In the splenic flexure, there's a CSA polyp about 5 millimeters removed, snare cardiopolypectomy, peripheral. Proximal transverse colon, there's two polyps, one smaller, about 5 millimeters, and one bigger, about 1 centimeter, both removed as neck cardiopolypectomy peripheral. Hepatic flexure, sees a polyp about 8 millimeters removed as neck cardiopolypectomy peripheral. In the cecum, there's two polyps, one diminutive, about 2 to 3 millimeters removed by cold snare polypectomy, and one flat removed by piecemeal, about 1.5 centimeters per year. Two hemoclips were applied and to prevent bleeding, and a tattoo was placed per paragraph. Recommendations 1, photopathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinically. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, given the piecemeal removal of the cecal polyp per paragraph.